listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topic.
Check out the top.
Don't be the subject.
Don't be the subject.
We keep it poppin'.
Hey, we keep it poppin'.
You can be up next.
You can be up next.
We are more than culture.
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 More than culture. We are more than culture. More than culture.
Man, what's up?
Don't be a dummy.
Why?
Get your GED.
You got your GED?
I got a regular diploma.
You got a diploma?
I went over there.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, diploma.
I got a JED.
You got a GED? My boy. Hey, get every dollar.
Hustlers.
Yeah, you got to get every dollar.
Yeah, man.
Oh, now you want one. I didn't want one.
I'm GED.
All right, well, just take a class. Or.
Oh, you got a class?
You can buy the hoodie or the shirt or the hat. Merchforhire.com. That's merch, the number 4, HIGHER.com. And that's higher quality.
The merch does not come with any dollars.
FYI. It kind of does.
I think it do, bro.
It's motivation for you to get dollars, I think.
All right. But you got to get your own dollars.
Oh, no.
But get all of them.
Everyone.
What the fuck? Stop making movies in the back, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Trying to twirl around like a helicopter.
Yeah. God damn. Fucking me up.
You got the thing on him, bro. You know
what I got anxiety. I ain't got my gun on me, first of all.
Nah. I don't do that shit. I try to respect you. No more, though, man. I don't do that shit.
What was the last prank call? Like, when you said, I ain't doing this shit no more, for real?
2010, maybe?
On a dot. You remember that?
Because prank call was an error, though, dog.
That's hard work, though. Folks don't answer unknown numbers no more.
Yeah, I tried to do it. I prank called Ricky, though. It was funny. I had my homeboy call him.
Yo, we did one, man. Me, Ricky, and nephew Tommy. It was one of the moments where, had I known this would be the only prank the three of us would be on,
damn,
I'd have like tried harder.
Yeah, that's the big
damn.
But it was for, it's on YouTube. It's called Fake Viagra Prescription. And we just called a pharmacist and accused him of giving fake Viagra. And it's just me, Tommy, and Ricky. And it's like the only time the three of us have ever been in the same room in our careers.
Hilarious.
The three of us, at least.
You've never done a show with Ricky?
I've never performed with Ricky. I've done like radio shit with Ricky. But like actually being on a show, it was just all, we just like me and Ronnie just always missed each other, man.
Right.
But like prank calls, man, all that sketch and that shit, it's a young nigga's game, man. So that's why like 2010, I was in my 30s. I was like, I can't be doing this shit
that
no
part,
more. Like, young motherfuckers gotta do this. Then I took all my, you know, I took all my pranks off of all of the shit. Like, it's still up, it's still on YouTube, like it's underground, but like, yeah, as far as like,
why'd you take
Spotify,
it off?
iTunes, because the problem I was starting to run into was people only knew me as the prank call dude. And that's a dangerous label to shake. If once that shit stick, if that's what you get known for.
But the way this streaming money working, you can drop that back catalog, my boy.
I'm saying that I won't bring it back. I just got to establish myself and all this other shit first.
This nigga's talking like Yogi Bear.
And for my next trick,
prank call.
I had my homeboy call Ricky and say his name was on the AIDS contact list and call back. He said, call this number back and say B4 or something. And nigga called back and said, B4. We was like, Ricky, we got your ass, nigga. We couldn't even hold it.
That is not a prank call.
That's a lawsuit.
That nigga was scared as fuck.
He cleared his throat. I was up.
He went through all the dirty bitches in his mind.
You can hear that nigga look around on the phone. B4.
After.
Yeah. Then I also learned with them pranks, man, the other way they can go south is when you involve other people that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh.
This girl beat up this girl, right?
That's funny.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
This girl beat up this girl.
This girl beat up this girl.
This girl beat up this girl. And I called the winner of the fight posing as the brother of the loser of the fight. You beat up my sister, bitch. Why you put your hands on my sister? I'm going to come to where you work and beat your ass. She go, well, cool. Meet me at Dairy Queen because I know she working right now.
Oh,
I'm going to go beat her ass again.
Oh, no.
Click. Oh, no.
And she was, by the time we got her back on the phone, she was on the way to Dairy Queen.
Boy. They made up pull up back then.
And that's another reason why I was like, I can't be doing this shit no more, man.
Liability.
It's liability. And once you have a son and you got like shit to look like, when I was 22, sleeping in the fucking bus station, sleeping at the Flying J between gigs. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, motherfucker, your son taught my son how to jack off. Let's fight.
Yeah, let's get to it.
You fucking hit 35 and in my 40s now? Nah, I ain't finna do that shit. Let them young ones handle that shit. I saw a prank. It was some motherfucker, man. I don't know his name, so I'm not trying to not get a brother credit or whatever. You seen this one where the motherfucker's in like, he's like in like some Middle Eastern robe. He just runs up on motherfuckers in public and just throw a book bag and then just fucking take off.
Get either. Shot fucking
around.
Right,
that's the thing about pranks today. They have to be physically.
It's all about shot.
It's like, bro, some of this shit is going to get you fucked up. Like, this is one prank where a dude runs in people's cars as they're pumping gas and then runs out.
On the other side?
No, like he just runs in like, my bad, dog, my bad, and then just runs out.
You're going to get popped, boy.
Bro, you going like, to get your ass shot.
I just saw my whole car with bullet holes in it.
That's what I'm saying.
When you say that, that's what I saw.
You going, like, you really pumping your gas, dude, just come in and just, oh, my bad, dog.
Nah, yeah.
You going to see, like, it's going to be one way, boy. We about to do some pranks. Hey, guys, we're doing pranks today at Lenox Mall. You're like, oh, hell no. it's the last show.
Right. You're going to get shot like this.
What I hate, though, and I don't know if this is race, maybe it is. How you going to get shot? I tried to go past it, but I just couldn't.
I don't play no games, bitch.
Underhand.
He got shot with a pink 380.
Who was the one down in Miami? Was it Bonk? Was that his name?
Bonk Gang.
Bonk Gang. Yeah, he was wild.
He turned his life over to Christ.
Yeah, he had to.
He was trying to kill himself.
He was going way hard.
He would fall asleep.
He
in
turned his life over to Christ, and he turned his techniques over to the niggas that went into the Capitol.
Boom Gang Crackers.
They the new Boom Gang.
Boom Gang, where the emails at? Boom Gang.
We got Boom Gang on January 6th. That's what happened.
I just hate that.
Oh, that's funny, nigga.
That for all of these black pranksters they have out there, who basically started the same way Jackass started, which was just doing the shit to make their friends laugh.
Right.
Ain't none of them get no fucking show. No check. Ain't get nothing. Yeah. That's the part of it that I don't like, because some of that shit is funny, and there's ways to.
Marco does it good. Shout out to Funny Marco.
If you're a good TV exec, you could be like, you could look at some wild nigga and be like, all right, I can rein that nigga in.
I can rein that.
I can calm him down. Hey, nigga, turn it down to about a 6.
Is that on us or is that on the network? I mean, because if we're the bridge to the networks, they don't understand that part of culture.
No, which is why we just have to build our own shit. But by the time we build our own shit, when the network come knocking, I don't need the network because I got my own shit. Like, you know how hard it'll be. Like, when I shot my pilot for Comedy Central 2-3 years ago, like, I told Country Wayne this shit to his face. I said, man, you doing me a favor. We had Country Wayne in my pilot, and he came for 2 days. If you know the type of money he fucking make in a week on Facebook.
Yeah.
He took a loss.
Yeah, fucking with TV.
Fucking with TV. And I was so fucking thankful, man. I was so fucking thankful. Like, when you look at, like, Wildin' Out is a great example. I was just talking about this shit with Stilo from Ridiculousness. Mm. And we were talking about how when you look at Jackass and Jersey Shore, both of those IPs have a spinoff universe. Jackass has created numerous extra spinoff shows of animals and Steve of the movies, all types of shit. Jersey Shore got 8-9 different spinoffs and reunion shows and challenge shows.
Like, they 60 now. Like, how the fuck is Jersey Shore still going on vacation to the boardwalk?
You're right.
But the fact that nobody from Wildin' Out over the fucking, 15-20-year life of that show has had something else standalone, separate, on that network when you've had network, all of this fucking talent come through. Yeah, and Nick Cannon set them niggas up for success because I'm going to put tried and trues with new names who are fucking funny. Right. With most known unknowns, with a Cat and a D-Ray and a Corey Holcomb. Mm-hmm. And then you go later on, it's y'all. Like you start building these tent poles. You put new talent with tent poles that people trust, and you build them. The fact that the 85 South show exists outside of any, like, you had the niggas right there. It was right there.
Y'all had them.
They're right there.
That was the launching pad because
they would have signed.
Yeah.
At that time, yes.
Okay. Because they kind of got cooler at, you know, they knew each other, but they got cooler when they all went to Wildin' Out and was like in the trenches together.
You telling me Just Hilarious couldn't have shot some shit for that network?
They shot the first one. It was a pilot. Yeah.
So this is what they do though. They use those same people to not do spinoffs, but have them host digital entities. So they have like singles shows, and they had like a little dating show, and you know, have Conceited and Justina, but never on the network. Like
I mean, that's integration. I understand that. Yeah. Like,
but now they use it to build up that platform. Like, and now Wildin' Out Digital, I mean, it's hundreds of millions of views per whatever the hell they put.
Yeah, and it's like now if they went. If MTV, if Viacom went to anybody on Wildin' Out now, was like, hey, let's do something, you would have to freaking damn near back up the Brinks truck. Because the ones that haven't blown yet that are on there, they know their worth, mm-hmm. and they know the game. Mm-hmm. And they've looked over there and seen them niggas having fun with no contracts, yeah. no paperwork.
They be coming whenever they want to.
They should be right there in Shula King's face right now going,
what you
please.
Need. What you need.
Please.
Put your face on this screen. Right there, yeah. Anybody want to tell me why Shula King ain't on motherfucking.
I'm telling you.
Something. That's yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, though, man.
So, you know, that part of it I don't like when we talk about, like, pranks and all of that shit. Because I see young black people doing things that are moving the culture and not ever being rewarded from it.
Right.
So it's like it's entertaining, but then in the back of my mind, the shit makes me a little sad because I'm like, that motherfucker ain't gonna even get his due.
Yeah.
And I ain't in a position yet to put somebody on like that yet. So that's why I try to fucking grind. Like I'm trying now with this Fox show that I sold and this NBC show that I sold, where I'm trying to like get the leverage, you know? Because once you can get one or two shows, if you look at like well-respected TV creators, once you can prove that you that your brain got good ideas or that you know how to find the people that's got the good ideas, you eat forever. Then
that's
everybody.
That's why
eats.
I watch credits, because like some of the same people be in some of the same credits for the
especially
same
Black thing. Hollywood. Yeah. Oh my God, it's a lot of overlap.
But you connected to a lot of stories. A lot of kids. A lot of origin stories start with Roy Wood took me on a road, or Roy Wood called this person for me. I've heard a lot of other comedians like give you your props and like looking out, like is that's just in you? Because you know that's what makes me want to like look out for everybody around me.
It don't fucking hurt me.
Yeah, right.
It don't fucking hurt me. And then also down the road, nigga, I might need your help. So let me go and plant this seed. Like it's a lot of man. Ain't no sense in naming names, but there are a lot of OGs that started after us that are extremely disrespectful to the generation after us.
Right. Come on.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
do.
Our old heads don't fucking uplift the little homies the way they should, and they talk shit about them. That's why I love that fucking COVID happened, because you talked shit about all them niggas, and then all you niggas had to set up a webcam and a light.
Right. Had to go buy everything. That
hey,
day.
Face close as hell to the camera. Hold on. Am I live yet?
Y'all tune in with me every Thursday.
I just saw how, because I remember we got treated like shit by like.
Have coffee
like
and conversations every Thursday.
Five appeals.
IG right. live. I mean, live.
IG live.
We going live on live, baby.
We going
you can't. No, what you saying when y'all first started? What?
Nah, it was like, it was probably way better.
When you, if you look at comedians, that have legit stayed in the game, we're talking past the 30-year mile marker, right? There has to be an evolution creatively, or you have to figure out a way to become young again. Or connect with youth again. And like you have to like change who you are or change who you be around creatively. That's the only way. Like John Witherspoon is probably the best example of it, because he knew how to appeal to young people and old people, and he would put young people on the shows with him. His son, low key, was a blessing, because having his son, he had a live-in motherfucker giving him the game on where shit is going.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was always up on social, always up on how to be connected. And, like, he didn't do it often. He wasn't posting every day.
He was, like, cooking and stuff on Instagram.
Just weird, just random shit.
Yeah.
But that's the difference. That's more valuable than 5 minutes on fucking The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
In terms of traction and visibility. So there was a lot of cats that just disregarded that, in my opinion. And I think they learned the lesson. But, you know, I was, you know, it's a lot of folks that helped me along the way. So I just try to be the same nigga that folks was to me. Because there's a lot of cats that vouched that didn't have to.
Right.
That put me on the show when they fucking didn't have to. Like, I had give it, like, D.L. Hughley, man. Nigga, I got passed at the Stardome. So at the time, I just started at the radio station, but I wasn't passed at the Stardome. And so I lied and told the comedy, you know how the radio station hosted nigga night at the comedy club or whatever. Welcome out, y'all, 95.7. Welcome you to the D.L. Hughley show tonight. Who listens to the morning show? Yep. So when I got on at the station, that was the first thing I did was go down to the comedy club. Go, yeah, I work at 95.7. My Apollo appearance is coming up soon. And, I need to open up for D.L. Hughley. I don't want to. And so I went to DL backstage, and I go, you know, I'm here in a radio station capacity. I'm supposed to just throw out the shirts and get the fuck out the way. Would you mind if I do 3 minutes? DL was like, go ahead, brother. Go on, do your thing. I do the three. I come off stage. He go, that was good. Stay around second show and do 10. And that's little shit like that. That shit'll change it. Because, you know, comedy, man, that shit, you only get, like, 2 inspiring moments a year. The rest of the year, you want to kill yourself.
Boy.
Man. So that's a shirt to not sell.
You need that one little fucking.
Cry yourself to sleep.
That's one hoodie you just put on your head and you put it around your knees like a bitch.
Nah. They ain't sent the deposit yet. That's the deposit ain't came yet shirt.
Bro, I remember.
Oh, God.
I remember when I first moved to LA, I was taking acting classes. And I emailed Aisha Tyler, black woman, OG, mm-hmm. on the mainstream side of things,
She got
Talk Soup. She made a tape of her hosting a fictional version of Talk Soup that she sent to the producers, and they booked her off of a fucking self-made demo tape.
Wow, damn.
That's some self-made that's YouTube show before YouTube show.
Right.
Like, YouTube wasn't even a thing, and she just made a fake show, clips the whole WAP. So I always, like, that just fucking stayed. So I was like, this seemed like a good person to ask some shit. I asked her a bunch of shit. I sent her a disrespectfully long email. Like, 7-8 paragraphs. Like, just way too much shit. And she fucking replied. She fucking replied and broke down L.A. and how to fucking move within the city and all of that shit. So, I don't know, just a little shit like that. Stick with you, because, you know, my whole fucking life, dog, my whole life is just a collection of people who helped me who didn't have to.
Right on.
Hey, man.
That's all it is. Hey. And then half of them are dead, or they so rich, I can't do shit for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You either dead or you chameleonaire. I can't.
Hilarious.
You know? So I read your Wikipedia page, I don't know why, before. That's the first time I've ever researched a guest.
First time either.
And you go to Wikipedia for the
answers. But why? I want to know about this pilot you had with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg, dog. This was Jermaine Fowler.
Shout out to Jermaine.
Whoopi Goldberg played Jermaine Fowler's aunt or some shit. I was Jermaine Fowler's daddy. That's when I knew I need to lose weight too. Cause I ain't but like 6-7 years older than Jermaine Fowler. And it was like, you can be his father. I was like, okay.
Holy shit.
Like, I'm 240 now. At the time when I got cast, I was 275. And it was like, yeah, you can be Jermaine's daddy. I'm like, all right.
Y'all ain't got no more daddies?
Man.
But I like hip hop too, guys.
Yeah, they were like, nah, nigga, we see that gray coming in. You're the daddy. Yeah, yeah.
You got a responsible goatee, though. Like, goatee seemed like you take care of a lot of shit.
It's all right. Like, I pay bills. It's a pay bill.
Yeah, that's the thing. He got his shit together. He got all his insurances.
Yeah, it was Dolores and Jermaine. That was the name of it. Whoopi was fucking amazing on it, man. But, you know, it's the network. They decide what goes and what don't. What I heard at the time was that she was still in contract negotiations with The View or whatever. And so, you know, I heard that the show was tied to that. And, you know, it take too long to negotiate that shit. Everybody's contract expired. Like, when you shoot a pilot, you got, like, 2 months to decide what the deal going to be. And whatever it was, after 2 months, everybody's free to go and do whatever the fuck they want after that, which in a wild way is a blessing in disguise, because I booked The Daily Show, like, 4 months after that pilot got turned down. So, you know, that's how I became a humorous.
A great American humorist.
Roy Wood Jr., the great American humorist.
Man, Trevor Noah, man. Trevor Noah came, he came to New York, and Jon Stewart passed him the ball, and they were trying to find him. And at that point, I was on my daddy shit with the comedy and starting to talk about political shit. And this is when the Confederate flag shit was going off, and I had a lot of bits about that. And word got back to Trevor, and then Neil Brennan passed my name over to Trevor.
Oh, wow.
And
shit,
got the audition.
That's what fucking, man. Shout out to Neil, bro.
That was that, but yeah, it's wild when you look back, you know, because you got to remember, I started my whole career on probation. Have we ever talked about that shit?
That's why he was on the ground.
That's why them suits were so baggy.
Cover that ankle. You got in trouble. You was boosting that fam, huh?
Yeah.
You was the plug. Roy was the plug.
Clothes plug.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you got them pants from.
Nice.
He forgot where he stole them from. who made these FAMU britches?
My last one.
We've been Googling FAMU britches all day.
What? That's also why I never smoked weed, man, because I had to piss. And I ain't never want to fucking piss dirty and lose my travel, because I had a probation officer that was like, he was lax as fuck. You know, on probation, you ain't supposed to go nowhere. You supposed to go to work and go to fuck home. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nigga, I have a gig in Kansas City.
Yeah,
I will be taking the bus.
Yep.
And trust me, I won't be doing nothing. And then he was like, well, you got to prove that it's a comedy show. If you can prove that it's a comedy show, but you're doing like nigga nights and open mics.
Ain't even flyer sometimes.
Yeah.
So how you think I learned Photoshop?
Oh, wow.
Because I had to fucking make my own shit.
Yeah.
So you just start learning all these fucking tools. And survival. Then that shit just, it's survival. What can I do to get a little bit better and just get an advantage? Because once you start realizing, man, this shit is deeper than fucking jokes, dog. Yeah. The jokes is the least important part of the fucking equation.
God damn, Roy.
So you got to figure out all that extra shit and learn and algorithms. And, like, you got to see where the game going. Like,
comedians inside of big cities really take for granted the amount of places where you could work. Like, the fact you even had to leave your town just to even go to an open mic. It's crazy to me.
To perform, I lived in Tallahassee, and at the time in the South in 98, the only city with weekly open mic was Atlanta and Tampa. That's it. And we talking from St. Louis down to Miami.
Yeah.
Nowhere else had, not even Coconut Grove at the time. They didn't have weekly. They had a club, but it open mic was not every fucking week. So you could do nigga rooms. That was stage time, but you had to fucking travel, dog. Mm-hmm. You couldn't just live in the city. I love what Atlanta is now. I would have moved here had I known that it was going to be this. But at the time, Atlanta was, it was the Punchline and Roswell. And you had to show up to that bitch at fucking 5 o'clock for an 8 o'clock show.
Doing the Hunger Games shit right in the front.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
5 hour wait.
Could you talk about NACA? Because I remember going there and you was like the only other black dude. It was like me and you on the whole shit. And I'd be like, bro, what's going on up there? Yeah, they ain't booking shit this week.
So the college market, for the viewers, the college market is a whole nother fucking beast from the comedy clubs, where you showcase, you send a tape, and some selection committee, if they like you, you get chosen to perform at NACA, which is basically the NFL combine for college.
All entertainment.
Yeah.
Correct. Every college in the country, this is regionals and there's national conferences, but there's 5 or 6 conferences. And at any given conference, there's representatives from 100 to 200 schools. At nationals is what, 700, 800 fucking schools. Crazy. So 4 or 5 people per school times 200 motherfuckers. And they all in a room. And over the course of a weekend, they'll watch 40 comedians, 40 singers, a bunch of jugglers, magicians, just anything, trash can banging, stomp, Bucket
banging. He had a nigga with an oxygen bar. That's what he just had, different flavors of oxygens.
And booked schools.
Booked a lot of them. Yeah.
And so the schools at the end of the weekend on some slave auction shit go, we like him. Mm-hmm. Do you like him? Yeah, we like him. All right, well, great. Let's both book him.
Yeah.
And so that's how you book. That's how you book colleges. And so that was the fucking lifeblood. And that's where the fucking 7-Up joke and the book buyback joke
told
fucking destroyed,
crazy,
nigga.
Told crazy. Down.
Six fucking up? Destroyed. Oh, my God.
Six ups. He drove 6 ups.
This their first comedy show. A lot of times you their first comedy club. You the first black person a lot of these kids see close.
I remember
up
that shit
live,
forever.
Like in Maine and Vermont and shit. I was everywhere.
I remember
North and South Dakota.
Lavelle Crawford, Rob Stapleton, and Corey Zuman Miller at FAMU.
Damn.
My sophomore year. And
hell of a
we
show.
Heckled the fuck out of them niggas. We heckled them so bad that like 15 years later when I finally worked with Lavelle, I apologized.
For the crowd.
And he remembered.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, y'all them niggas up there in the top on the left. I was like, yes, sir.
Yeah. I did fan with Lavelle and they heckled him. From when y'all heckled him, he was already on one. The nigga said, Bruce, he said, nigga, I hope your uncle and your daddy run a train on you, nigga. And oh my nigga, God. Shut the gym down, the old gym. I said,
oh, my God.
He said it to some children, nigga. He said that shit. First thing he said, I was Double D was hosting our feature. He went up, a nigga yelled out, Bruce. Everybody lost it. He said, he said, nigga. I hope.
Sound like
uncle
him.
And your daddy.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle and your daddy run a train on you, nigga. They all like.
That's tough. This nigga.
Right.
You got to
get him, Lavelle. Lavelle is a beast, man.
But yeah, them colleges, man. Like the money goes up, but like if we can pocket watch for a second. Like if you coming in the game and you new to the college market, you can average $1,000 a show. So if it's 100 schools. And you go up there for 15 minutes and you rip. You have to rip. You cannot just do I. You have to fucking destroy the fucking room. You could book 20 to 30 schools and they block that shit within 4 months. So you work early fall, late spring. That's February, March, and September, October. Like that's the sweet spot for college gigs. So you book 30 schools at a G of Pop. That take a lot of stress off of you. Dang, you ain't got
to
sleep at the Flying J
back
no
to
more.
Uptown with all the Sean John and like 3,500 in your pocket.
Yeah.
You but, going up? Hell yeah, I'm gonna go up.
But if you ain't careful,
hell yeah,
you've done too many colleges in a row, and you ain't been out in the real world and performing in front of real people with real problems. And you get on stage at Uptown with that book buyback shit.
That lollipop shit.
Yeah, you ever been walking across the quad? And you're like, shit.
The
so
fucking campus security.
The
so you gotta work. You kind of gotta work both muscles, or eventually you gotta choose. Like, I accepted that I aged out of colleges. I had a great run, and that is what you're supposed to do. That's what's right for me. I had a good 10-year rip in them fucking colleges, and then you get to a point where the shit you want to talk about, they ain't trying to hear that shit. They ain't trying to really go deep into. Like, I had a joke about. How black people always fall in slow motion in civil rights movies.
I seen that, bro.
Ain't no 19-year-old seen enough civil rights movies to get that joke.
To get that joke. That shit funny as hell.
I just did NACA, so.
But you have a likability that I don't have on stage. Because once you start talking about real shit and then I forget to smile, they assume I'm angry.
That's hilarious.
And anger does not book at a college. Energy and charisma books at a college, and fucking Ronnie, you got fucking charisma. And it's like if you're up tempo or you're charismatic, you can live longer in a college market. Like a nigga like Tony Roberts still destroys. Destroys. But he can come back into a room.
I had to stop doing so many and just go. Like I just had to go on the road with Bill Bellingham for like 2 years just to. I didn't even want to, like you said, I couldn't say roommate no more. Like, my mouth, I couldn't bite no honey bun no more, nigga. I can't do this shit. I'm going crazy. I want to talk about this wife and these bills, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to make myself find balance and then, you know, start something else. Like, you know, do some other shit. Get another skill set. So.
I mean, but there's comics out there, man. There's comics that people have never heard of and will never hear of that make $300,000 to $400,000 a year. Strictly performing at colleges, on cruise ships, or doing the cruise ships. Like Christian comedy. Oh my God.
They make money.
You know how much money it is in Jesus?
Shout out. Akintunde chocolate, small fire. Her name's Small Fire now.
She went to Small Fire now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I asked my boy Creflo's son, is one of my homeboys. I said, what they be paying at them church thing? He said, man, they just give them something. I said, what? Like, it'd be like a bunch of pastors, they all millionaires, and they all just give it. Like, it could be 40,000 that day. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like him.
Sheesh.
They all, like, the Lord led me to.
Yeah.
Ain't no set price. You just pull up.
But you cannot double clutch. You can't double clutch on that church shit, though. You got to be about that life.
Yeah, you got to.
They'll come get you.
They watching your IG.
Yeah.
Every day. That I saw a post that was troubling about that young man.
Troubling.
Yeah, fuck around and can't. You fuck up your money. So right, you got to really be about that. But, you know, it's that. Like, I know, I thought I was going to be a corporate comedian and just do shows for companies. Mm. That shit pay $50,000. If we're going to pocket watch for a second and just talk the economics. Low end, 25 for one show,
nigga, for an hour. Lot, bro.
But corporate is hard.
It's
a bunch of people who want to laugh but can't.
Right.
Mm. Hey, Home Depot, how are you?
Yeah, all the regional. But they book like Earth, Wind, and Fire and shit like that. Like
And they crush.
You got to go up
and drunk,
after them. they do the order wrong and shit.
The only corporate gigs I don't like doing, but I know I have to do them just on some moral shit, is it's gonna sound fucked up. The toughest gig I have to do is cancer charity shows.
Oh,
wow. Like, now let me start with my dad died of prostate cancer, so I don't want nobody, nigga, you don't know about it. I know everything there is to know about that arc of somebody's life, right? But if we talking just straight up, how the fuck am I going to make these people laugh?
Right.
Like sitting in the back with your notes really going through every joke. Motherfucker, like when you do them cancer shows, you can't stumble because they didn't just show. Like, you're not first at the cancer show. It's 20
you're
minutes
first
of
stories.
It's story
of gut-wrenching
survival
and trauma.
And then they roll the footage of this is what your money will go to when you donate tonight. And then they show the hospital with all of the people in the recovery and they ringing the bell. And then they do an in memoriam of somebody that was at last year's banquet and they dead.
And now it's you.
Now it's you.
I was about
and
to
now
say,
Roy Wood Jr.
And now give it up for American humorist. And if you ain't funny, they ain't going to cut the check.
No.
But look, you got to watch all them ball babies on the video before.
And you got to do all your time.
That's what makes sense. All right.
For corporate gigs, you got to hit the
number. Don't come short. Same for college.
You got to hit the number.
They'll tell.
I did 37 minutes on a 55-minute contract. They sent me back on stage.
Get back out there.
I had a school.
You better go ask some questions.
Yeah.
I had a school.
So how's y'all cafeteria?
Got another deuce out there, buddy.
Ronnie was great, but he did 49 minutes.
What was the contract? Contract was 60. They want their minutes.
Yeah.
Boy.
We bought you, boy. You don't remember?
Yo,
I said that in Iowa. Because you know Black History Month doing NACA, all the white schools booked the shit out of black comedians. I was like, I was getting older, you know how you get a little more angry. I was like, damn, y'all bought a nigga on Black History Month. That what y'all did? I was in Iowa, all white girls. They were like, he didn't do that at NACA. I said, y'all know what y'all did for good white people. Y'all bought a black dude for Black History Month. How y'all feel about them? Well, you rid of me. Hey, now. Hey, like, I kind of rolled out of it. They were like, We did.
The trick with them being shocked at material that we're not shocked to do that we've been doing for 15, 20 years.
Sorry, somebody just opened a can of soda really loudly.
Yeah, a nigga that's been in the movies.
Halloween. Nigga that's been on sets that have been quiet.
A nigga that live on set.
Since Queen he was 12 Sugar. Years old. The nigga was actually in Get On The Bus. He didn't even have a speaking part. He was on the bus.
This is the nigga that stole six of the sets.
This nigga actually marched from Montgomery for real.
Shout out to me, bro. Omar Dorsey.
Man, Omar Dorsey in the building.
Crack that cherry peps over there on their head, didn't
it? Like an old nigga. He said, talking a long time.
I thought it was a 40. I thought it was a deuce, some shit. Like,
he going to say some shit like them goddamn Falcons. Like, nigga,
open up a 211 over there.
They got another mic. Because I know Omar got the new.
That shit was loud as hell.
You about to Omar start cutting the grass.
Movie, right? Omar in that new Halloween movie that's dropping.
Yes,
Michael Myers.
Is Michael Myers still here? Man,
shut up.
Hey, y'all seen that video with that little boy with the Michael Myers mask on, but he blind, so he got his glasses on top of the mask. His older brother is roasting the shit out.
Oh, yes. He said, was that you yesterday who couldn't get through it? He said, boy, Michael Myers can't see.
Hey, Omar and man, we gotta get Omar Dorsey
on,
in this bitch, man.
Come on, man. Queen Sugar's on.
About to say for the fifth time, we got
Pride
at
ATL.
Coach Rico, what's
come on, man.
What's the black dope boy show you on? With? Is it Power or is it BMM?
Raising Canaan.
Raising Canaan. Power Book 3.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
What's up, man?
Congratulations,
brother.
Are you in that joint with Idris and Regina Hall?
The horse
cut me out.
Oh, okay.
All right. It happens to the best of us.
You got to wear the cowboy shit, though, right?
Yeah, I'm wearing the cowboy shit.
All right, cool.
What's that call like when they call me like, "Hey, nigga, you ain't gonna be in the movie"?
I felt like I was like, "Why am I playing this role?" Mm. And let me tell you what role it was. I was like, "I'm 10 years younger than this nigga."
Oh, you playing
like you and
the dude playing the
Jamal Jermaine Fowler.
But no, it was cool though, man. He'll bring me back for the prequel and the sequel, so it's all
right. Hey,
man, he always does some fancy shit.
He ain't swallowed dust for nothing for goddamn
right.
2 weeks.
Spent horse shit for 2 weeks, goddamn.
Man. Tell you, man.
Hey, man, same to you, man.
He just interviewed me like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
man.
Going back to what I was talking about motherfuckers that just show you love who you can never fucking repay. Come on, man. Like, it's motherfuckers, and I'm real, man. Like, it's motherfuckers in Black Hollywood that high side you and act like they better than folks. And, like, Omar has always been a solid ass dude that made you feel like you belong. Like, you know, you're just in the room, right. And like, you know, it's like first day of school when you're in certain rooms. It's like that Forrest Gump on the bus. And Omar's that nigga, you can sit here if you want. And hang with us, nigga. Man, we fucking ran the streets during Essence Fest. Been solid ever since, man.
We was running the streets when I was doing Selma. I got you drunk as hell. You passed out in the church lot.
Let me
that.
Tell you this.
Bro,
it wasn't a church
y'all
lot.
Drunk for the ancestors, though. You know what I'm saying?
One it wasn't a church lot. It was a CVS parking lot that on Sunday mornings turns into the overflow.
Wait a
for
minute.
The church.
For the church.
Out.
Was it a drive-in or some shit?
No, it was some shit downtown, midtown.
Bruh. Niggas was at CVS?
The last time I threw up, it was with my brother. You know what I'm saying? We on dark all night. He's like,
shit, we got some vodka. I mean, it's, you know, we all go down.
We all go down.
Bruh, I drunk that motherfucker one shot.
You drink like that?
Omar be like an Ava DuVernay baby shower and shit on Instagram.
Right.
Like, damn, this dude. You can't even leave no comment. You can't even put this shit in the IG store. He got his shit so blocked up.
Ain't gonna even stunt, man. But so Roy won the Emmy, right? But what was at the Emmys?
Oh man.
But was that
hold on.
We got an Emmy winner in the house.
No, I ain't winning. The Daily Show won
nigga,
the Emmy.
Y'all won. Yes. And we lost.
You played with the 96 Bulls, nigga?
But we were sitting beside him. This nigga had a tuxedo with some flower plants pants on. Ava dusted and smoked this nigga all night, bro. She was killing his ass, man.
Yeah.
I was like, but you was fashion forward with that shit, though.
Yeah, yes, man.
He had the hat first with the suit. When French Montana wear it, don't say shit. Roy wear it.
I'm Soulja Boy, baby. Shit. Did it first.
So hold on, tell us the story about you getting drunk with.
And this is what I mean with just including and inviting people. You're like, yeah, man, me and some folks, man, we drinking on rooftop. Come on, rooftop. I get to this fucking condo. First person I see is Anthony Mackie walk off the elevator. I'm like, well, okay.
Captain America.
Tupac here?
Captain America.
Tupac is here? Tupac.
Tupac.
Respect his foul. Y'all gonna put some respect on his foul.
I said Captain America.
Oh, no.
Captain America.
He went to Tupac.
No, that nigga went to Crampton.
Papa Doc.
Fuck Free World.
Clarence face ass.
I get up on the roof. It's pretty much every black actor from The Walking Dead.
Wow.
It's every black actor from the Selma movie. And half of the black actors from Black Panther, which at the time was, I think, pre-production, like early. Oh. And I'm just like, oh, this is cool. And everybody just chill. There's no barking from the dog, no smog. And like, just like, you don't get that in L.A.
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just be around fucking Black Hollywood where it's just a fucking normal transaction. And that shit was fun. And I drank too much. And then person I came with, they were still up there. I'm like, I'm going to go down to the car and just take me a nap.
Lay it on down.
And I lay down in the back seat. I wake up the next morning in the back seat of my own fucking rental car. And it's fucking people getting ready for church looking in the car, judging me.
Is that the nigga that got that nigga Apollo?
Wood, wake up, boy. You still ain't shit.
Still ain't shit.
Wake your ass up.
And don't tell nobody you from Birmingham.
You better claim Montgomery, nigga, your garbage ass.
That's the dope shit about Dorsey, bro. He makes every space feel like home. Or like, you know what I'm saying, you can just relax, you can just chill. It's always a kickback vibe.
That's know, how right? I was with, I went to the Miami Film Festival down there. Me and my wife kicking it. Dorsey said, come down the lobby. This nigga kicking it with Colonel Taylor. I'm like, nigga,
Colonel Taylor.
Glenn Turner. Glenn Turner used to smash Anita Baker, nigga. I mean, Aretha Franklin.
What?
Aretha Franklin. I done jumped up. Yeah, I was like, they kicked, like they was just kicking it by the outside. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. You know how you be... I gotta go. My wife waiting on me. You know, I just probably came out and get some ice or some shit, but he was like, come out here, nigga.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's how it is. Yeah,
like, inclusive.
Like, that's what it's supposed to be, though, man. Like, we all in the same hustle, man. Like, ain't no reason to be, you know, somebody to be acting like they bigger or anything like that. I mean, like anybody. I don't care who it is. You know what I'm saying? It could be fucking Sam Jackson or whatever, man. Come on, man. You need to meet my man. You need to meet, you know, this motherfucker, Ronnie Jordan, one of the funniest motherfuckers in the world. You need to meet Remo, you know, because Remo be with me all everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You stay with me in New York for a whole damn week, man. You know, we be everywhere with it, man.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like,
the way you're introduced sometimes in circles is the way people perceive you.
Exactly.
Especially and as a comedian.
Especially mm-hmm. as a comedian or a creative. Like, you know, being a creative, you can be so multidimensional. And you're introduced as a comedian to some people. You're introduced as a writer to some people. Mm-hmm. You're introduced as a videographer or a director to some people.
Right.
So this is like circling back to someone like Rob Hardy. Sitting down with him, being like, this is my little bro Remo. You know, he a DP, director, whatever. And he's like, I know Remo, bro. You're like, you doing that now? He's like, it's just a cool thing to be able to say and just to be around.
Yeah.
So,
hey, yeah, I nigga. Yeah, and I think about it.
But that's the stuff that helps build community and shit. Like that's the stuff that, like, helps. Because that's something I ain't good at. I ain't good at meeting new motherfuckers. Like, I'm very fucking low-key.
Cool nigga about that, too. Running the same way.
Yeah. Cause I don't be knowing, like, my default is I'm gonna expect you to fucking high side me, and I don't want to give you an opportunity to fucking be an asshole. So I just ain't gonna say shit.
Mm.
And then you start finding out, oh no, it's a bunch of cool motherfuckers in
right.
this business.
I like it when you in LA and this, like you said, it's a bunch of black people, but it's like that. Whew, because yeah. you know you've been
You're
on set all day
blacks.
Being political.
Yeah.
Right? You've been on set being proper and shit. You're like, nigga, what's up with this motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah. You been to eat a pizza thing? From the back. Nigga.
Like when you go to those like award shows, those
eat pizza from the back.
Damn, around these crackers all day, bro. I want to do something crazy. I'm finna turn that bitch around, man.
Eat that crust
pizza first, from the back.
I'm finna eat crust first pizza.
Garlic crust. Huh?
I need to do that today.
Today, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
yo,
I gotta go to that show tonight, man. Let me swab my nose, man. I do it.
You got you. Yeah. Oh,
yo, you know what? Like how you know how we be going? Like, all right, so those little award shows and shit, man, they be bullshit. But like the nights before are the real fun ones. But it's always like the black folks end up getting together in the same group because it'd be like me and Roy and Keenan or somebody. We'll be all together and laughing and with Niecy and shit. Yeah. And kicking it. And be all Tone to be there. Y'all know Tone. Yeah, Tone to be there.
You gotta get Tone on here.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just because, and that's what it is. It's like we can breathe and I ain't gotta worry about the motherfucker from CAA and all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, I'd be like, whew, I'm with my folks.
Right. Yes. Drink dark and white.
Exactly.
Turn and then, like, seeing a backwood open at a black front. You like,
Yeah.
Oh, he just busted backwood. Yes. Shit, yes. I can go get, nigga.
You got to appreciate everybody that get their foot in the door, but they leave that back foot in the door.
100%.
Come on,
sure.
Man.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, it's not a lot of that, man. I just feel like, again, I just feel like a lot of the fucking OGs underestimated how much they would need the new niggas later on in their career. And then you got to fucking... You got to plant them seeds now, man. Yeah. That's how, like, low key, I would rather kick it. Like, I love it when fucking young niggas come to my show. Now, I know, like, shout out to Corey Holcomb, because Corey Holcomb brought this up a couple of times on his show, like, where it'd be too many people in your green room and shit like that, so it can fuck with your mind before the show.
Yeah.
But after the show, I'm all down to kick it and talk it and chop it, because low key, you be learning shit from them youngins. They, yeah, man, motherfucking, you funny, man. I post about you on Mackie Smacky. I'm like,
Mackie Smacky.
What the fuck is that?
100,000 views.
Yeah, that shit has 100,000
views. Mackie Smacky, man. You know, I redid your voice.
Oh, yeah, it's a new app called Riff, too, man. Y'all download Riff. I'm doing a Gospel and Kush Sundays. I'm starting next Sunday. I play gospel music and smoke weed.
They paying for this?
Yeah, they paying. I'm paying for it. This might come out of my budget.
Wait, gospel and weed?
That's my. Amen. I do it on Instagram every Sunday anyway. I sit on my back porch and
fuck out
play
you
goddamn
no,
gospel
No, I'm trying to understand the correlation.
Gospel music sound better when you smoking weed. Thing. That's what I'm saying.
Does it chop and screw it for you?
No.
Chop and
screw. No, it make you. It open your brain up a little bit. And God be like, you did what I'm talking about.
This the burning bush that was in the book.
Right.
They speak English to you.
Yeah, nigga, you be back there high crying and shit.
I got to get around the weed at some point, man.
You know what, Roy? You know you
the shrooms, though.
Yo, you never know, like, young dudes who really, like, they really look up to us, like, you know, because it's like when I brought Malcolm, the guy who plays Lulu on
Malcolm Barrett.
No, Malcolm.
Kanan.
He plays Lulu. I brought him to the show that you had at City Winery.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, I've been watching Roy forever. And I don't be thinking, like, you know, he's like, man, you like one of the OGs. I'm like, dude, I'm just out here. But we wanted to go see Roy's show. And he was like, you don't understand, like, what that meant. Because I took him to go see Lackawanna Blues, and he met Ruben Santiago Hudson. And then that same night he met you. You know what I'm saying?
You be having good dates, nigga.
Yo, man, it's just some rando shit. Like, I ain't even know.
I'm like, Dorothy, take me out.
That's that New York, man. Any given moment, man.
That nigga date night be lit, man.
Like, we don't know, man. Any given, like, Remo, let's go hit this right. I bet, you know.
I told you, I'm in Jamaica and don't nobody know. And the nigga was at me.
I sure did.
I'm in Jamaica.
I sure did. I wanted to pull up, but he was that damn.
Yeah, they was shutting shit down because of the grill shit.
Yeah, man. But like, yeah, so.
Mocha Fest.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of niggas out there dancing on the beach. They shut all of
They shut all that shit down, bro.
Damn. This nigga was like, yeah, just go to the bar, speak to somebody. Nigga. Bobby Brown was in that bitch.
What?
Well, the nigga that played Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still the same thing.
Woody. Yeah. He's up on his comedians, too. He's one of the IG influencers.
He is
that
IG influencer.
Around, but all the IG niggas fuck with us. And a lot of them older niggas shitted on them. And they was like, damn, I just wanted to learn. Like, that's what I learned, man. Them niggas be like, bro, we fuck with y'all. Yeah. Help me with some stand up. I'm like, well, help me with some content. That's how I kick
pro quo.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You talk shit about these niggas. These are the same ones that step up in a comedy club and sell out 5 shows and keep that bitch open for the weekend. You come and sell 40%.
Right.
So,
yo, and they're innovative as hell, too. And they'll fuck around and sell a show to somebody, to Freeform or something. And then 3-4 years later, they got a show on HBO that they sold. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Repurpose that shit.
Yeah, man. So you got to, like, you know, just
niggas never
don't ever
forget.
Sell anybody short. You never know.
You never forget that shit, too, man, because comedians, we petty. Like, I know everybody at this table. You got one that you know you never going to fuck with. Like, you can't wait for that nigga to walk in to audition for your shit.
Man, I got people like that.
So I can just fucking grin in his face.
What do you say, Kamal?
That nigga said one.
You don't know us like we are petty as fuck.
We be clashing the titans out here.
If we was at our old studio, you see the whiteboard.
Yeah, we got a little list. You know,
cornucopia.
It was a cat, man. 2003, the first time I went to New York.
You did not forget this shit.
2003, <Yeah. laughs> <03, laughs>
at the Triad on 73rd. You can Google it.
He said you can Google it, nigga.
The Triad on 73rd. And they used to do a little fucking black night or whatever. And I done drove from Tallahassee, dog. I drove 15 and a half fucking hours, dog, to get 4 fucking minutes, dog. I'm sleeping in my fucking car for 2 nights because I can only afford 1 night at the Knights Inn in Elizabeth, New Jersey for $27, dog.
Jeez, that sound itchy.
Ooh.
I got triggered, nigga. Janky Promoters.
Sleep in a chair.
I get up.
Yes,
with your clothes on.
I'm supposed to get 4 minutes, man. And this is after the Apollo shit, so I'm on my take my bomb shit. 2 minutes in, it ain't going right. But I get 4 minutes, dog. If they not booing, give me my 4 fucking minutes, dog. And this nigga starts walking to the stage and making it about him trying to get me off the stage because I'm sucking. You got all the time in the world to rip me when I get off stage. I don't give a fuck because it's a bomb. I'm never going to see you. You're not going to remember who you hate, so I don't care. I have to still try this shit.
Right.
I'll tell you his name when we get off the air, but fuck that nigga to the dirt. fucking dirt. And I know I'm supposed to be all forgiven, and people have forgiven me, and like there's so many people that have been nice to me that didn't have to, but I should have been expelled from college and ended up a graduate because people forgave me, but fuck him to the fucking dirt.
Ooh, I can't wait. It's like I got a couple of them I can name for you right now. Yeah. One of them on the club and everything. I don't give a fuck.
That's why I give a shout out to Foolish in Detroit. Foolish let me bomb at Coco's on Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
So I called Coco's, right? I was doing like a little college work. That's the other thing with them colleges. You tie in a room in the vicinity on the off days so you can get your fucking real nigga reps real life, in between.
Real nigga reps.
Do your real life.
R&R.
Gotta get your R&Rs in, baby.
That's cold as fuck.
So I got like a Tuesday in Illinois somewhere. So I call Coco's. I go, what night is open mic? They go, open mic is Monday. I go, how do I get on open mic? They say, well, you got to come down here and sign up. I go, cool. Get to the D. 5 o'clock sign up. I sign my name. They go, cool. Come back at 8 o'clock. I come back at 8 o'clock. It's open mic rap night.
Damn.
Nobody told me that it was open mic rap.
You had the suit on? Did you have the suit on?
Yes. Yes, I did.
With a Chicago hat in Detroit? With a Chicago hat. No.
You nigga shamed me out of wearing the hat.
Don't leave your girl.
He left
around.
The hat in Atlanta. They took that shit off. That nigga had injustice. That nigga had it, nigga.
So I walk in. And I check in with Foolish. He hosting. He go, you still want to go up? You know, Foolish, be at this point, he drunk. He slurred a little. You still want to go up? I go, yeah,
that
man.
That's my nigga right there, man.
I want my 3 minutes, man.
I want my three. He go, have a three.
How about this? How about I put you up last?
Oh. After the rapping?
29 of the worst fucking rappers ever, with all due respect to the city of Detroit, these were 29 of the worst individuals.
Ain't none of them making
sequential order.
Terrible. Clarence. From worst to worst.
A bunch of Clarence. Winnet Braves.
Oh my God.
And I went up in my motherfucking Dillard suit and ate shit for 3 minutes.
Dillard's.
But he gave me my fucking time.
Come on. Right.
And I always would respect Foolish for that. Like, he didn't fucking play me. The fact that, nigga, you drove from Birmingham.
Oh, man.
Respect.
You get your time, dog.
You get your time.
Man. You want some extra. And
Foolish, ain't nobody.
Foolish the first comedian with his own strand of weed. Shout out to that nigga. He had some Foolish OG 5 years ago. That shit used to sell out, boy. When they first got legal, Foolish was already on it. You know what I'm saying?
It's some smart comments.
Shout out to the NBA. Is that real or that's just a meme?
That's real. They not testing
the
for cannabis
not
no
testing
more.
For marijuana no more.
But they all smoke weed. Everybody knew that.
And they coaches smoke weed.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar smoke weed there.
Okay.
Kareem smoked
after COVID.
Is it that time?
Yeah, man. This has been a fucking amazing
great episode. Yeah, shout out to the haberdashery, man. Appreciate you, Griff. Appreciate you, Mickey.
Griff.
Yeah. Come on, man. Y'all know that's the Wendy sign from.
I know, bro. That's my bro.
You know that's the one.
Griff's my guy. Yeah. That's the other one, yeah.
R.I.P., man.
R.I.P. Rashad, man. Jesus.
All right, man.
It's on you, brother.
Oh, we do. I think Tyler got a
comments of the day.
Yeah, man.
Shout out. Y'all go check out Dad Jokes. Check out Roast Battlegrounds. Tyler's on there.
Yes, indeed.
Remo's on Dad Jokes with Miss Jean. All of us is, you know, we got to get Kamal in there. We close.
I should have something.
We close.
Kamal is going to be on bro. Keep Your Distance.
Let me tell you something.
Hey. The holiday special.
Yes, we need to go ahead and say this so we can start promoting that shit.
Yeah, like yes. You said.
Kamal has got damn what you said on Keep Your Distance.
Kev on stage. Keep
promote it harder than me. Promote it harder than me. Do it better. Do it better. Go.
All the way.
All right, not saying. Kamal is on, it's on Keep Your Distance. Make sure you check it out. It's probably going to come out sometime in the Christmas.
It's going to come around holiday season.
But then make sure you follow his YouTube at
The Secret Genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything the same.
That's
everything
what he be talking at. If you y'all want, y'all be, everybody that be like, why come on, don't say nothing?
Yes. I'll be talking.
I'll be talking. It's a lot of niggas. Why? That's why.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be on the Keep Your Distance show, too. So.
Yep.
Shout we're going out there together. We're going to have this seat in the middle empty.
You know what? I said I was going to do the shit. It's crazy that we starting to go places and starting to get known for the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shout out to Joe, who's at Ty in Vegas. He just rolled up to me. He was like, got out his VIP and everything. It was like, Remo, bro, you here from the Morning Culture shit? It's yeah. like, bro, this shit crazy. So he started telling the security guards, everybody.
Where you was at again?
Shout out to
Tao.
Is it Tao?
Tao?
T-A-O.
It's Tao. Tao.
Tao. Tao. Vegas? You said Tao.
You had your knees out? I said Tao.
Tao is in a like next to a grocery store.
Tao is fancy.
Oh, yeah. Tao is nice. It's very expensive.
Yeah, that shit just it just threw me off guard. And it was like, oh, but yeah. Coming of the week.
One of those nice menus with no pictures on it.
Yeah.
Then with the berries.
Just numbers.
No DKT.
Now we find out what MP means. What the fuck does MP mean?
I mean, we make it up.
Right.
Make it up.
Whatever
we feel like in charge of you.
Mike probably got them.
Mike probably paid.
How much is an MP Mike probably got? MP fucked me up, bro. I believe the first time I was, I might have been in that town or something like that. One of them Japanese shits.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
We was trying to.
Come on, some MP, bro. I kick you in your face.
That Master P, bro. Right.
This one is from, and I don't think it's a real name because they don't have a thing, but Harry Jameson.
Wow.
Don't sound real, right?
No.
It said, it's, I don't, like, again, I just picked these out. They're funny to me. I don't know if it's funny to everybody else. I just say them as they're written. How come Remo disowned his denim?
The nigga has been denimless, bro.
I've been denimless for a while. Like Roy would say, sometimes you have to evolve.
Nigga denim at the house. Like, it's funny how a nigga just start growing.
He was known for his denim, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Start putting his knees up.
He wear busy jeans.
It's just turning fall. It's still a hot fall in Atlanta. Y'all give it a couple months.
Oh, he had his busy jeans on dad jokes. The knees was out.
I did have both my knees out.
Okay. So go and check out his episode of that.
Dap on knees Remo's out. Knees out?
Denim.
Not the knees, yeah.
More of a denim.
Both my knees out.
It was more of a denim dap.
Y'all dapped on knees out. Y'all connected on knees out.
I stopped.
I underhand, my bad.
I stopped.
I underhand. Underground.
Knees out.
Run the tape back. I stopped, and that nigga met me.
Hey,
I was up here. Come on. I was up here.
How I do it? Come on.
That nigga uppercut in my.
No.
Are you kidding? Yeah,
yeah. On the replay, y'all high fived. Knees out,
knees
bitch.
Out. Your fault.
That's hilarious.
The knees was out.
I did have both my knees out.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Deontay Wilder, bro. Keep it down.
Hey,
I'm only laughing because you laughed first. I'm not laughing at that, bro.
That's Alabama.
I'm not
that's
laughing.
Alabama.
That's great. Damn, Alabama bro. Took an L
Alabama.
Yesterday.
Boy, all
Alabama
the L's.
One hell of a right.
Nigga, Alabama. Boy. Lost.
Auburn lost, Bama lost.
Alabama A&M lost yesterday.
You, got the whole state on your back, nigga.
The Birmingham. The
don't
Birmingham.
You say from Birmingham. Hey, but you know what, though, man?
That nigga from Bessemer.
They say you from Montgomery, nigga.
The Bessemer Bumblebees lost yesterday in the softball league and shit.
Hey, a real live shout out to Deontay Wilder because he did learn how to box. I seen him slip a couple punches. I seen him throw some punches he's never thrown before. He's working the body. Like, that was his problem before. He didn't know how to box. So if he keep learning, he could probably get a chance because he still knocked him down 2 times.
It's just hard getting beat by a nigga look like Bull from Night Court.
Yeah.
How the fuck is his body having to run?
Hey, but guess what? Guess what, Ronnie? No one else has beat this man.
This nigga hit you for hard in the face.
Yeah, he fat. He like, I hate to say this shit. I'm not going to say it.
No, that was it.
No, you can say
he boxes similar to Muhammad Ali.
Don't say why.
Tyson
Fury we should have not.
Yeah. Y'all just watch him. You know, not last night. He's like 200-300 pounds. But like when he fought him the first time.
I don't to challenge you on that.
When he fought him the first time, you just got to watch how he just throw that jab out there and that shit is strong. Like Muhammad Ali looked like he wasn't hitting you hard. And that shit was just, poof, it was wearing people down. And by the end of the fight, he was hitting you like this and knocking you out. Muhammad Ali barely stressed himself to knock you out. And Tyson Fury's kind of the same way.
Deontay got hit him with like, bro.
Yeah. You can see all Deontay Wilder's ancestors when he punched you. That nigga.
Yeah, that right.
When he used to punch niggas like this in the mouth, I said, bro, somebody teach this man how to box, please.
He won his fights off of niggerdom. He won it off of pure anger and just.
That stare down. Man, that stare down. Yeah.
Stare down making niggas lose.
But that white boy stared him a little too hard.
Man, it white boy like called him a bitch. He said, you're a bitch and you can't do anything about it. I said,
it was sad. It's like watching T'Challa get beat. It's like watching T'Challa get beat up. Like, damn,
what the
black man.
It was hard for me to even watch any of the pre-fight shit because I knew he was going to lose.
Yeah.
And then the
he fought so much better than I thought he would. Like, it was much better. I know he got beat up, but the second time, he got beat up.
Because at what point, I mean, you know, we all black men. At no point do you want to humble yourself
to quit
in the face of fighting a white man.
Yeah.
But at what point do you
when you have to bite his fucking ear is
that's
what
the biggest right. white man they've got though. That's the biggest one. That's
he ain't hit him in the balls white man y'all got.
One in a long time.
I was like, I would have got disqualified. I'd hit him in the balls, beer. Bit his ear or something.
He looked like Iron Sheik.
We both about to have a DQ. Right.
So who do you fight after that? You just like go back down to just fight.
I want to say Anthony Joshua. He just lost too. That might generate some money.
I'm gonna tell you who Dante Wilder can fight to get back in our community's graces.
No.
Whack 100. If that nigga punch Whack 100 in the face, he back.
What if that nigga lose the Whack 100?
Get in.
And he hit him one ring.
Whack 100.
Because once you get knocked out, bro, it's hard to stay awake.
Whack 100 beat up three white supremacists.
You see what happened to Roy Jones? That nigga forgot. I forgot too.
You know, he probably the only one talking shit out of the fire. I beat up three white boys in the parking lot by myself. I don't know what he doing.
Get in. Oh,
get
man,
in.
Perfect.
Damn.
Remo left his denim out, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank y'all for the comments, yes, man. Sir. Thank y'all for coming up to us on the street, talking about Remo jeans and shit.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all. Now, for real, a lot of people have been noticing us from the pod. You know what I mean?
That's been really facts, fucking
cool. Shout out to the niggas who keep trying to be on here that y'all not good at what you do.
Bro, we do not fuck with what you do.
Oh, shit.
When you gonna have me on the show? Never, man.
Bruh, you know, whenever you die.
You know how many OGs I got waiting? Whenever you die.
We will put you on the scroll at the bottom.
We don't. It's so hard. By the way, we don't do that.
So hard. And also, we don't have a scroll, nigga.
By the way, we do not memorialize it.
No, we don't.
It's just so many OGs.
But what about a theme song? Can I make you a theme song?
Now we got that.
Hey, what do you do with it?
Nick said culture wrong, so we had to get rid of it. What a culture.
Culture.
Nah, we just come on. Come on.
Put a W in there. You put a W in culture.
His mouth. Nigga, gonna rap with a candy in your mouth. Boy,
nigga had a whole blow pop.
Put a studio with a candy in your mouth. Nigga.
More than culture.
You can hear the spit on the mic, bro.
More than culture.
Keep that lemon head out your goddamn mouth.
Every nigga with a list wanna do a.
Hey, the song hard though. We still running. We really playing it. We fucking with you.
We got a dope ass intro. Our song hard.
Yeah,
now.
We got a hard intro song. So shout out to Buddy, man.
Shout out to all them 40-year-old men.
Nah, but he had beef with Justin, so we can't talk about.
Oh yeah, his name Buddy now.
That's Buddy as fuck. All right, buddy. Appreciate the quacha.
The quacha.
And stop sending me DMs to be your mentor. Nigga, you older than me.
Get like, your shit off. Get your shit off, Ryan.
A lot of niggas like, yo, OG, take me. Yo, take me. Yo, I just want to get.
Let's get it.
Nigga, you 43.
Boy.
What else you want to stop, Ryan?
Stop asking me to be your friend, man. I'm too old for friends.
People be asking you for friends.
Whatever you got going, dog. I'm like, we don't breathe around new niggas.
Right. Stop standing by us. Stop standing by us when we light up our weed. We not fucking passing.
We not passing the weed no more, dog. That's it.
We all have a blunt. Don't you see that? What the fuck you think?
I brought my own drugs, man. That's what I tell you. I brought the drugs, man. Brother. I brought all my drugs.
Hold on. And this is a side note to the weed passing shit. It might be somebody that I give a blunt to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you.
It's not yours.
And don't you ever I'm saying, get in the
I might pass it to somebody that I know.
Don't you third party that shit.
Don't you think that they can pass it to you I will tell them not to.
I'll smack it on the floor before you get it.
You know,
now.
You know that's
called smoking. So that's what you can't. It's up to you, you dirty mouth motherfucker.
So 2021, no buddy passes. That's a buddy pass. That's like that's like catching a flight with
buddy, man.
No buddy pass on the joint, my nigga.
Ain't no plus one.
Ain't no plus one on the joint, my boy.
Right. And gay niggas, I know y'all running shit, but stop telling me to take my mask down. Not fucking, I be doing that to bitches. Stop it.
Took a turn.
Nigga wanna see your mouth?
You working with. Yeah, that's what I be saying.
why you mad?
What you mean why I'm mad?
I just wanna see if it connect down there. Yeah, you right, I'm sorry.
Nah.
Man, this was everything I thought it would be. I'm serious. Like, I really appreciate y'all letting me come through and chop it up. It's been
for
like,
sure.
I know we've been texting like about 2 years.
Easily.
I'm trying to make this shit happen.
He did. Like, bro, I got Roy Wood. I'm telling you,
man.
It was like.
They didn't believe
like
me.
Like 2017?
I'm the one supposed to bring the big dog. They'd be like, you said.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Coming. A special shout out.
Nigga said, Jesus, Dave Chappelle, yeah. Roy Woods.
James Baldwin. You ain't. Nigga, you keep texting about James. So. So super shout out to you for coming to this. And also shout out to you for, like, when we first met, you hit me up. Was like, yo, I got a show in Atlanta. I want you to, you know what I mean, you know, come do it. And, but, you know, fortunately for you, you were had to cancel that show because you were about to go and do the Emmys?
Yes.
The Emmys, yes.
Yes.
He was about to go and do the Emmys. So that was really, really dope. I just want to say I appreciate you for that.
Yeah. He booked you back, too.
And then goddamn booked it back.
I was wondering why I didn't get the invite. I was like, I know, got my
number. It's 2 years ago.
It's 2 years. I'm always invited to Roy's show. I don't give a fuck where he at. I'm going up there, bitch. Nigga, I'm going. What the fuck you talking about, nigga? I'm coming.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Pull it up. It was just dope because he had saw me, like, you know, me for the.
I hit him. I was like, "You seen Tyler City? That nigga's a beast.
Hey, I want to work.
Nigga's an animal.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
like in Atlanta, man.
We got some animals.
You can't be bringing them out of town instead of A. Mm-mm. You got Atlanta and Chicago. You
Atlanta, one of them. I've seen the openers dissolve on stage in Atlanta. They just disappear, evaporate.
That's the title.
You just find them at Slutty Vegan about an hour later. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
Nigga in line, ain't no line.
Yeah. Why are you so far back? Guess,
it's usually a line, I heard.
It's just, I didn't came here enough to see that, you know, cats grind. Cats put in work here. So if you good here, you are good. So ain't no need to bring nobody from out of town. In certain cities, you can just go, nah, it's going to be all right with the locals. Cause
so are you saying you don't need no other body?
Ding, ding.
Hey.
It's the brunch tunes. It's brunch tunes.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right, guys.
All right.
Great fucking episode.
Super episode. All right.
It's not over. Yeah, it's not over.
We still got some more shit. So we like to end the episodes with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach. Give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week. Get to the next episode. I am Kamal, Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. Yeah, when it rains, it pours. That's what they say, right? Mm-hmm. But when it start pouring is when all that shit that you've been wallowing around in, going through and depressed about, shit turned to fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Gives you the opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. You can't grow without the rain, and the shit makes the growth more permanent.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, man. Because I'm going through some shit.
Yeah, I mean.
That's all you need.
Come
bro.
On, man.
Watch the other side.
Come
nigga.
On, man.
Watch the other side.
Watch that's the other side.
Drown that man.
Love it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Shout out to Keith. Shout out to goddamn Ferg. Yeah, shout out to Ferg. Craig in here, man. .net, the Goldie brand. You
shout
know,
out to E, man, for letting us use this.
You know what I'm talking about?
Shout out to my sister. This bitch so cute.
Yeah. What's the name of it again?
This is Mixed Haberdashery, man. It's a creative space. And Mickey's Haberdashery, I'm sorry. And mm-hmm. it's a creative space, and he has like a retail area too. So be a good person in this brand. So y'all check it out. This is his new hat. It says, person, I got a good head on me. But you can just say good head. You get this to your girl, or this mean I suck my white pussy very good. Mm-hmm. You know? This ain't for Atlanta. This ain't for y'all niggas walking around.
It's pink.
Nigga looking next to
the
head like
it. Pull your mask down. Crazy thing is, you can never wear that hat backwards.
Pull your mask down.
Oh, you wear that hat backwards out here, you are done.
Hey.
I heard you like to smoke backwoods.
Backwards. Backwards. Backwards.
Backwards.
You eat
more than culture is the brand. This is the More Than Culture Show. Kamal the Secret Genius, Remo Rod, Tyler Chronicles, Ronnie Jordan, the special
Trevor Noah,
guest,
we are sorry.
Roy Woods Jr., yes, Culture Cousin, Omar Dorsey.
Yeah.
We out.
Well, you know how much IMDb credits at this table?